This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Professor, giving you our thoughts about gardening and some tips that we have, and I think they're quite fascinating. Just want to mention that during the previous news, not the one that you just heard, but before that, it was announced that the current administration is going to make an announcement that 50% more alcohol can be added to the alcohol gasoline blend that you can buy at the pumps. And the problem is that the more alcohol, the more smog. So the greater the percentage of alcohol in the gasoline, the greater percentage of the smog, the more pollution, the worse for the environment. However, what they didn't say, or what they're trying to tell you, is this going to lower the price of gasoline by diluting gasoline with alcohol. So typically at the pumps across the country, you can might have to buy almost gasoline that's 10% alcohol, 90% gasoline. They're going to increase the percentage of alcohol content in gasoline to 15%. So they're going to raise the percentage of alcohol in your fuel, which means you're going to get less horsepower, you're going to get fewer miles per gallon. And what they're saying is that this is going to be less expensive. But here's what it really means. That alcohol for fuel is made with corn, by growing corn. So corn requires fertilizer. Fertilizer is in short supply. So the cost of fertilizer is going to go up even more as we use more fertilizer to produce fuel for cars. This is insanity. So ultimately, the cost of what you buy at the supermarket is going to go up because our current administration wants to dilute gasoline with more alcohol. One other point. The automobile manufacturers have determined that the maximum amount of alcohol that your car can stand is 10%. So that's why there's a 10% amount of alcohol in the fuel. Increasing that to 50% if your car was only designed to use 10% fuel is going to be detrimental to your car. You're going to find that your rototiller, which you're going to be using really soon, is going to have a broken carburetor, a destroyed carburetor, if you use this 15% alcohol content in your gasoline. Your lawnmowers, your weed whackers, all of that equipment is going to suffer. So I just want to say that. And back to the pH test kit. So 0 to 14 is the range. 0 is acidic. 14 is alkaline or basic. And you want to be close to neutral for the most part. So you can buy test strips on eBay. I looked it up. You can buy 80 pieces of test strip for $4.39 shipped for all 80 of them. And I suggest you consider a range that's closer to the range that you want to use. 0 to 14, while that sounds like a great range, it covers everything, it's not as accurate as a more narrow range. They have a kit that's 5.5 pH to 9.0. That's more like where you want to be. Okay? So I suggest you consider that range of test strips, 5.5 to 9.0, or 6 to 8. That'd be fine as well. And $4.39 for 80 of them. Keep them cool and dry, and they'll last probably a lifetime if, you know, you put them in a sealed container like a jar and keep them out of the light. Kathy, your comments, and then Gwyneth.
You know, Vince, that's such a great idea because those test kits are expensive. And or you can go through an extension agency But then you got to go. You got to dig everything up, and you got to take it over there. Then you have to wait. So just to have the test strips and be able to do it yourself when you're ready to plant something in the area, great idea. I like it.
Yeah, you're talking about the agricultural extension agent in your county.
Mm-hmm.
All the counties have them. And you can call them up and you can say, hey, I'd like to have my soil test. They'll say, no problem. Come on by and get yourself a box. And they'll give you a little box, you know, a cube box. And it'll be about 2 inches by 2 inches by 2 inches, or maybe 2.5 by 2.5 by 2.5. And they'll give you that box for free. And then you do the soil test the way I said, you know, scoop out the soil, same way I mentioned. You put it in the box and you bring it back to them. And then they'll let you know in about a week or two what the soil test is. It's a more extensive soil test, but mainly what you want to know is pH. So so gas going there and coming back and, you know, two trips and all that doesn't make sense to me, because you can do it yourself and have 80 test strips, 80. Whereas if you go to the extension agent, you're going to be going every single time, and you're totally dependent on them, whereas you don't have to be dependent on them at all if you get your own test strip kit. And that's what we have done, and it works. But you have to use distilled water, okay? And you should have distilled water anyway for topping off your automotive and tractor batteries and lawnmower batteries, and that's what you should have anyway. So you should have several gallons of distilled water. And if you have to, you can drink it. Okay. Any other tips before we go to Gwyneth?
No, go ahead, Ben.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, Kathy. Gwyneth, your comments about pH or seeds or saving seeds, anything you'd like.
Okay, yeah, pH is really, really important. Here at my place, I don't think I've ever tested the pH of my soil. But it's something that, you know, if you feel that you have a need to test it, then you certainly should do so. The reason why, I haven't tested the pH is because, I make my own, compost. So basically I make my own soil, because the soil that we have here is not any good at all for growing anything, really. It's granite, and you know, the apple trees, once they get established, and you know, if you provide them with compost as well, the apple trees like granite soil, but they won't grow very quickly if they have to live in pure granite soil. But it does provide a lot of minerals that they need. But because I do the same compost formulation each time, I know how it's going to turn out. And I know that the pH is going to be around about 7. And so I don't feel the need to do a soil test absolutely every time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but if you have granite soil, it's like there's no nutrients in it at all. There's plenty of minerals, but no nutrients, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Okay.
Should I describe now how I actually do my garden? I think that this is a good place to say this. I dig, I dig a pit in the soil, and the soil that we have is quite shallow. So at its deepest, it might be, it might be 4 or 5 feet at its deepest, but more normally it's between 2 and 3 feet. And then you hit the granite, and that's continental bedrock. And you're never going to dig through that, because it will go through to the middle of the earth as being granite continental bedrock. So anyway, I dig a pit until I hit the bedrock. And then at the bottom of the pit, this is also how I get rid of my plastic bag waste, by the way. I put food-grade plastic bags, you know, that come, you know, in pasta and, you know, breakfast cereal and this sort of thing, at the bottom of the hole. And also things like after I've put the plastic bags down in a layer, I put an old hay net across, because I get hay delivered for my horse. And it has the net wrapping around it. So that's been kind of a nuisance to get rid of over the years. Now, I've got rather a lot of them lying around until I came up with this idea. I put the layer of hay net across the plastic bags, and then I put horse manure directly into the hole, uncomposted horse manure into the hole, and I fill it. And I fill the hole with water, and then I leave it to rot. And what happens is the worms find the horse manure, and they find the plastic bags. The plastic bags attract condensation, and they provide a moist place underneath the soil for the worms, the earthworms, to set up a hotel. And they love it. And they wriggle their way around, and they make worm castings so that if you were to dig up one of these places after a few years, you would find that the plastic bags were interlaced with worm castings. And but anyway, the horse manure rots into compost, and then after a couple of months, I can put more compost on the top and more compost, or I can plant a tree there. And at the base of the tree, that's where I plant vegetables and also things like one of the plants that I love to cultivate here, which I cultivated as a vegetable, but it is also a garden plant, is arrowroot or Canna edulis, okay, Canna lily. And they have an edible root, and it's actually quite delicious. It's full of this, it's quite high in sugar, and when you roast them, the sugar caramelizes in the root, and it's really quite yummy. But a lot of people don't realize that the roots of the Canna lily are edible. They're very edible. They're delicious. And, I figure that if we ever did have looters come through, they're not likely to go digging up my garden flowers. And, but anyway, I've got maybe several hundred Canna lilies growing in this sort of setup. But with the trees, they shelter the lilies and they shelter any other vegetables that I might plant underneath them, like, beans, onions, and things like shallots, garlic, pumpkins, and that sort of thing, and also potatoes. But with apple trees, you cannot plant anything that you're going to have to dig up later under an apple tree because they absolutely hate having their roots disturbed. So with apple trees, they don't plant any sort of a root vegetable or a bulb vegetable like any alliums or any potatoes or anything like that or canna lilies underneath apple trees. But I will plant things that I won't have to dig up when the season's over. Things like, for instance, silver beet or parsley, which is wild celery. And, various other herbs and things that are going to be there for quite a while. Maybe sage, maybe things like rosemary and stuff like that.
We'll be right back. And, Rich, we'll talk about fertilizer.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, we've got Gwyneth in Australia, Kathy in Ohio, Rich in Montana. Rich, thank you for offering your slot, your weekly slot of 2 hours for this most important class. Rich, can you talk about fertilizer for a moment? Because compost is the way to go. There's no question about it. In the long run, you can't beat it, and it's sustainable. But right now, we need to jumpstart our class. And I think we're going to have to buy some commercial fertilizer. You want to talk about NPK?
Well, let me go off into a little tangent here, and I'll still answer your question. First of all, I want to you're welcome, and I don't look at it as my time slot class. I look at it as your time slot. I do this for the listeners. None of us do this for money, for fame, for infamy. We do it because we're patriots, whether it be we'd be American, Australian, it doesn't matter. We're doing it for you. That's why we do it. Secondly, regarding fertilizer, yes, I've used some sulfur, I've used some magnesium, and to confirm what you just said, my brown gold, which is straw laced with chicken poop and goat poop and things like that, is my fertilizer. I use natural fertilizer. We save every itsy bit of compost that we can possibly get hold of. We put it in the pile. We throw a little water on it during the hot summer months. And believe it or not, we even use a shade cloth here in Montana because summers are brutal. Now, we don't have what I recommend people do is not so much you have to first realize in 2 hours there's no way we can give all the information that we know. But you have to realize the value of the vegetable comes from the soil. Okay? That's where the you've heard me talk when we've talked about gardening. You've heard me talk about vitamins and minerals and enzymes. And enzymes are extremely important if you don't cook your vegetables over 130 degrees Fahrenheit, because they act as catalysts for biochemical reaction, which aids in digestion and nutrient support. So that being said, there's a reason why all vegetables, when you look at all the vegetables, including root crops and leaf crops, they all mature at different times. Now, you heard me say earlier in the program the importance of using heirloom open pollinated seeds, and I've already been harvesting spinach since late March. The reason why is because they germinated. I germinate them also during the fall of the previous year. So the snow insulates it, and I go out and I literally harvest my spinach. That's how that works. Now, there's different things, you know, cucumbers and squash. I'm going to give a couple tidbits here because of lack of time. I would recommend not transplanting them until they have three leaves minimum. And if you go too much beyond that, they're going to get root bound, and that's especially specific for cucumbers and squash. So if you have a warm greenhouse, I would do an experiment. I think it's going to be a push if you start seeds in your greenhouse in lieu of germinating them inside and then taking them outside as well. What we need to do is think about your gut health, your homeostasis. Think about bioavailability, absorption of nutrients, excretion, metabolism. These are things that we've talked about over the years. Think about eliminating processed food. Think about how all the cover-ups of so-called organic companies that we've disclosed on this program. Think about the compromised nutrition and everything. I mean, a little tangent off into the glutens and meats. Look at red dye being 3D printers, being made in bioreactors, grown in laboratories, sold in restaurants, steroids, hormones, antibiotics, GMOs, estrogen mimickers everywhere. We have to remember how much compromised nutrition, how much tainted and contaminated and poisoned and rigged the whole system is, including our food. So I feel if you make your own soil, like we're talking about, and if you have to add some sulfur and magnesium, those aren't bad things to add. But I would really recommend making your own soil. Now, when you're first starting your garden, you're going to have to probably go to a nursery and start and buy some soil, okay? Put it in a raised bed. Mound it up in the middle of the raised bed so you can grow some vegetables your first year. I recommend a minimum of 6, hopefully 8 inches, if not more, of soil to grow that produce. Vince, I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going into the bottom of the break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States inflation data hit a milestone high last month amid surging gas prices and skyrocketing rents, climbing to 8.5%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Tuesday the highest rate since December of 1981 and an increase from February 7.9%. Former President Obama economic advisor Austin Goolsbee on Bloomberg.
It's a trailing average of the last 12 months. So 11 of the 12 months, we already know. All that happens is we drop off 1 month from a year ago, and all eyes really should be on what are those new months coming in and how high is inflation.
The Kremlin's propaganda machine has been working overtime. American intelligence officials are reporting Russia may use the Biden administration's support for Ukraine as a pretext to interfere in U.S. elections come November. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Iran has added 24 U.S. officials and people to its blacklist of sanctioned individuals over charges of terrorism and violation of human rights of the Iranian people. The sanctions, U.S. officials called a campaign to bring Iran a new nuke deal. The Biden administration will end Title 42 on May 23rd. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry says this is intentional by Biden to create chaos at the border.
Well, I think it has a number of reasons. Number one, it's important to put into context that Joe Biden and the entire Democrats' policy in regard to immigration. They don't care whether it's legal or illegal. They tend to wave on the side of illegality. In other words, they want to respect the rights of non-citizens, those trying to enter into this country illegally, than they do their own particular citizen. And this has been a case throughout America, whether you're dealing with sanctuary cities or whether you're dealing with Title 42. Because remember, many Americans are still subject to many COVID policies. If you get on an airplane, you have to wear a mask. Federal workers have to take a shot. Department of Defense employees, like our great men and women who serve in the Army, are being forced to be vaccinated, while non-citizens, they're just ignoring any of the COVID policies and saying, just come on in, let's create as much chaos as we can at the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so let's talk about fertilizer for a moment. So what do the numbers mean? There's three numbers on a bag of fertilizer. Let's start with 10, 10, 10. NPK. So nitrogen is the first number. P for phosphorus is the second number, and potassium is the third number. So commercial fertilizer is referred to by NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So if you buy some 10-10-10 fertilizer, let's mark that on the bag. That means 10% is nitrogen, 10% is phosphorus, and 10% is potassium. That means that you have 30% of the bag is fertilizer. 70%, 70% of the bag is filler. It can be soil, it can be sand, it can be ash waste from coal power generation plants. So 10, 10, 10 is 30% fertilizer. That means if you buy a 40-pound bag of fertilizer, of that 40 pounds, 12 pounds is fertilizer and 28 pounds is filler. Okay, so let's say you buy 5, 10, 5. That'd be 5% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, and 5% potassium. That means that in that bag is 20% fertilizer, or 8 pounds. 32 pounds of that 40-pound bag is filler. You might be able to do a step up and buy a triple 13, 13, 13, 13, which means 39% is fertilizer, or 15.6 pounds is fertilizer, and 22.4 pounds is filler. The one I like, triple 19. Triple 19 is 57% fertilizer, and which is 22.8 pounds in a 40-pound bag, 17.2 pounds is filler. So what do those, what does nitrogen do? Well, it's responsible for the growth of the leaves on the plant. Phosphorus is largely responsible for the root growth and fruit development. So you need both. And then potassium is a nutrient that helps the overall functions of the plant. So you need all three. Okay. The minimum that you need is those three. But what I like is triple 19 with micronutrients. Sometimes it's called tobacco fertilizer. And tobacco thrives with the micronutrients. That's very small amounts of boron, believe it or not, chlorine. Now that's not the chlorine that's in your water. Yeah, it's the same element. However, this just a trace amount. If you use chlorine in your water, you'll kill the plants. It has a trace amount of copper, iron, manganese, molybdenum, and zinc. And I've done an experiment in Virginia with tobacco fertilizer with micronutrients versus regular fertilizer without the micronutrients. Tomato plants grew 2 to 3x. Literally. So the micronutrients are important. And where do you get them? Well, with compost. Compost has a lot of micronutrients, whereas you don't get those micronutrients with just plain old commercial fertilizer such as NPK. Okay? You need NPK as the absolute positive minimum, and minimum is not enough. That's a minimum for the plant to grow. You really want the plant to thrive, and you want to thrive when you eat the plants, right? That's how it goes. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, and folks, we have to think about all the crap that's in our food. I've given articles on nanotechnology. You know, we've talked about how potatoes are sprayed with chemical chloroprofam to slow down the budding shoots and rot, so the shelf life in the store, or the shelf life, depending on the product, out in the field stays longer. Radiation that protects a lot of vegetables to make them last longer on the shelf. And then how many articles have we given on salmonella, listeria, E. coli, which cause sicknesses and death? It's, you know, the big thing, folks, just like everything, and Vince and I, we've talked about this. A lot of people read books. A lot of people go to YouTube and watch how to do it or listen how to do it. You got to just do it, especially we're in beyond the 11th hour, 2 minutes to midnight. You know, start a compost pile, throw some wood ash on your soil, make your own soil, and start growing. You are going to learn by growing. And there's a lot of things that I harvest in my garden that's in the edible plant category. You know, a lot of it depends on palatability and toxicity. And toxicity could be, you got to know if it's emetic, if it's a laxative, it has liver or kidney issues. But there's so many vegetables that I grow in my garden that I harvest, like fireweed, like lamb's quarter, like purslane, like red clover that grows in my garden, oxide daisy. There's so many. You got to know if it's best to eat raw, if it's best to eat cooked. You know, dandelion has tons of vitamin A and C. Ordinary quack grass, couch grass that grows in your lawn. You can put it in soups and even fry it. Has vitamin A and B. Look, you also have to make sure if you harvest it somewhere else other than your property, you got to know if these if anything, has been sprayed. The only way to start this lifestyle of self-sufficiency and survival, you've heard that the Biden administration is going to open the floodgates. One of the articles I mentioned at the beginning of this program was 18,000 people per day are going to be coming in. There's not going to be enough food for anybody. They need chaos, they need infighting, they need race wars. They need to take us down and take us out. So we have to start doing it now. We can talk about this to a blue in the face, and a two-hour program ain't going to do it with Gwyneth and Kathy, myself, and Vince, because we can all talk about this for days. You've got to get out there and do it. You have to experiment. You have to learn on your own. I mean, get as much information as you can, but you got to realize what we're dealing with. Think about the immune suppressants that you're eating every day with sugar and all this other stuff. Think about the nutrition and the hydration and the exercise and sleep and all the excess exposure to chemicals. Everything is connected. We need to start doing. We got to stop watching, stop talking about it, and start doing in every aspect of society. Vince?
Very, very well put. Gwyneth, let me put you on hold for a second and go back to Kathy. Kathy, one of the things that's really important is that we water the garden without chemicals. Gwyneth and I were talking about that. I'm talking about without chlorine and without fluoride. That's a problem for some people. So do you have any recommendations for what you've seen? I mean, I have some, but what are your thoughts about water temperature and shocking the plants? I mean, we don't like taking cold showers. I mean, some people do. I don't. I want the water at the right temperature. What are your thoughts, Kathy?
Well, you can do rain barrels, which I have three. I also draw out of my pond, which I feel is better because, you know, you've got the fish and the all the algae and everything. So I hook up a pump sometimes and water out of my pond. But I totally agree with watering at the right time and trying to save water as much as possible. And, you know, Rich brought up such a valid point. I was researching online, although I've grown raspberries for probably 25 years, I got such conflicting reports on YouTube, on online, of everybody. And it, right now, no matter what they say, even if you just have to dig a hole and amend it a little bit with whatever compost you have and whatever fertilizer you have, just start growing. And, you know, you'll figure out what didn't work and what did work. But there's so much to learn. It's so complicated that all I can say is I just made a note when Rich said that. Like, just start trying stuff, planting stuff, do a raised bed if you don't have that, you know, around your house, around a tree, in the yard, and just experiment. If it fails and all you did was plant a couple seeds or a few plants, you're not out that much money, but you will learn. And so that was my thought. Is I got so much conflicting reports. You know, some people had one view and other people had other views. So I guess it depends on their experience and their variety. But I'm like with Rich, just do it. Save some seeds and learn how to save seeds from your cucumbers and your peas and your lettuce. And so you have a self-sustaining supply.
USA Prepares teaches. USA Prepares teaches by examples. And I just heard Kathy say something really important, many things really important. One is that she has rain barrels. Now, what that does, class, is that water in a rain barrel during the watering months, during the growing season, is going to be about the average temperature of the outside. So you're probably not going to shock the plants if you use a rain barrel for storing water. So if you have city water and you fill a 55-gallon barrel with water and you let it leave the bungs open so the chlorine will volatilize, you're going to be way better off than if you just water directly from the garden hose with city water. Okay, so you want that chlorine to evaporate into the air really and get away from the plants that you're going to be watering. Next thing, as you mentioned, a pond, Kathy. I believe you said that. Now, we have a neighbor who does the same thing. This guy has got the ultimate setup. His pond is higher than his garden. So all he does is sticks a garden hose with a screen over the garden hose end, you know, make a ball with window screen, metallic window screen so it doesn't collapse. And then he puts that end in the pond, off the bottom of the pond. Then he runs the garden hose downhill into his garden. And so he's watering all summer with free water that is in his pond with fish. So he has the micronutrients from the fish and the fish poop and the tadpoles and all the rest of it in that water. And his garden grows vigorously. So the temperature of the water's right, the nutrients are right, and it's a slow trickle because it's not a fast pump that he has. He just just allows gravity to pull the water out of the pond that's above his garden. So those are things that you can do. Now, you can take buckets, 5-gallon buckets that were not used for harmful chemicals, no oils like engine oil or greases or those kinds of things, food grade buckets that were used for food. Drill a hole, a quarter of an inch hole, about an inch from the bottom, around the perimeter, maybe four holes. Fill it with soil mixed with peat moss. That's a good starter, okay? And you can throw in some compost. If you don't have compost, you can throw in a little bit of perlite and vermiculite, and you can start growing in that bucket. I don't use perlite. I don't use vermiculite. I don't use them. I just use the topsoil that we have plus peat moss and some compost, and that works really well. But you can do it even without the compost to get you started. You'll have to use a little bit of commercial fertilizer, and you can plant directly. You can plant lettuce. You can plant pumpkins. You can plant pretty much anything you want if the temperature is right. Or you can transplant from starting seeds in cups under lighting in your house into those buckets. And you'll probably be successful. And one thing we should talk about, we're running out of time, is getting children involved. Let them be part of the planning. Let them be part of the selection. But it's kind of a limited choice selection. Beans, cherry tomatoes, radishes, lettuce, buckets. Great for getting children involved because, well, some of those grow very quickly. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we only have a couple minutes left in the final segment of this roundtable. So I just want to mention very quickly, class, you're going to be eating what your plants eat. So you need to know what's in your soil. You need to know what you apply to them. So some people put wood ashes on their plants. We do. We put that in our garden. But we don't burn plastic bags. We don't burn tires. We don't burn oil filters. We don't burn plastic jugs. We don't burn green pressure-treated wood. When I say green, I'm talking about the color green. I'm not talking about not dead wood. I'm talking about wood that's treated with arsenic and cadmium and heavy metals. We don't burn that because those elements will go into the wood ash, which would go into the soil, which would go into the plants, which we're going to eat. So that's my spot. Kathy, your thoughts for a minute or two, and then Gwyneth and then Rich.
I do wood ashes too, Vince, and I compost. I have two composters, and when I need to, I dig a hole, and I just dig it in an area that I know I'm going to use and let it rot. And my last comment is the I use soaker hoses, too. I got soaker hoses for free, and you can run those through your garden, and if you have to, turn it on your water real low, and then you're not wasting water.
Very well said. Let me put you on hold, Kathy. Gwyneth, your final minute or two.
Okay. I use wood ash as well. For my fireplaces, on my vegetables and on my trees. And my choice for getting children interested in gardening, you can't go past beans. Beans are great. You can get about a half a pound bag of beans from an organic greengrocer, and it'll cost you not very much money at all. And in fact, you can get a lot more than that, you know, but even just a half a pound bag of beans will have, maybe 800 or 1,000 beans in it. and it'll definitely cost you less than $10, even if it's a really, really expensive bag of beans. And that's a you'll get about a 90% germination rate, and they will be, they will germinate within a week or two, and they will grow vigorously. And, you know, if you've got small children and you want to get them interested in gardening, then beans are definitely the way to go. And they will be producing pods within just 2 months. And you can get those pods, those bean pods, you can harvest them off the bean plant, and you can take them in, and you can cut them up, and you can cook them, and you can also let the beans hang on the plant and, you know, get a crop of dried beans to store for the winter. And if you're looking at 1,000 bean plants, then that's going to be, if you think it is 365 days in a year, and if you're harvesting 2 plants a day, then that's going to be enough food to just see you through for being one person. So if you get a pound or two of beans, well, that's, 2,000 or 4,000 bean plants, that's going to be more bean plants than you can possibly imagine to plant.
Right. And you can do the same thing with peas, and you can split them open and eat them. We got to go to Rich. Gwyneth, let me put you on hold for a minute.
Yeah, real quick, guys. We have seconds left. America's overfed, we're undernourished, and we're under-exercised. And we have artificial everything in pretty much everything. People who don't read and research and verify, they keep saying, oh, I'm gluten intolerant. There's hundreds of geoengineered proteins on the market. And we have shelf life issues. We have nutrients that the body can no longer digest. Just like Vince's analogy when he was talking earlier about alcohol going to be put in gas to give the impression of saving money and destroying our vehicles at the same time. Our body needs similar nutrition in order to survive. For as far as kids go, I give a lot of tours and teach a lot of people about edible medicinal plants, gardening, animal husbandry, hunting and fishing, self-sufficiency, off-grid living, solar. That's what we need to do. We need to teach people and have conversations, and even if it's uncomfortable, we need to have conversations. I'm all for growing a garden in your front lawn. So when people walk by, you can start a conversation and cross-train, teach each other. We literally watch TV and smartphones 7 to 8 hours a day as an American people.
Don't you think? Very well said, Rich.
And learn to garden. Thank you, Ben.
Very well said. Gwyneth, 3 seconds.
Yeah, God bless you all in your garden. And remember that this is a matter of life and death, but it's also going to be a lot of fun because there's nothing more fun than getting out in the garden.
Very well said. Kathy, 3 seconds.
Thank you, everybody, and God bless you, too. And I think if we work together, we could get through this.
You're all absolutely right. Thank you all for being with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.